Lauren, thanks so much for the time. It's been a great start to the season for you and your teammates. I want to start with that game against Groton first, where you had 9 aces, 12 points, and 4 kills. 9 aces, that's a big chunk of aces there. Is there a point in a match like that where you're starting to feel really in a groove, like almost like you can't be stopped out there?
Like once I get a serve down, like when I get like the motion, like I just get like on like a hot streak and I just get comfortable with it.
At what point did you start thinking, all right, I'm kind of feeling it here. I think I might have a good night.
Definitely like with our students being our first home game, they definitely make a big impact on our play. And there is just such a positive energy to bring out for all of us.
And you had a really good performance against Dryden as well. 8 kills. You had 4 more aces in that win against the Purple Lions. What was working for you in that match to have a really good night?
I think our communication, and especially with our setter, Sailor, she does such a great job. And we really like to communicate with her to get the best possible chance of getting a kill.
Obviously, as I said, it's been a really, really good start for you and this team. You're unbeaten in the IAC. You're undefeated overall in the regular season so far. How important was it for you guys to have this kind of start, to come right out of the gate storming?
It's definitely important to like keep the hot streak and just like this winning momentum, and because it's always good to win, so definitely leading up to our more competitive matches in the future.
Lauren Millspaugh with us here on BTL from the Trumansburg volleyball team. Our Fueling Excellence High School Athlete of the Week presented by Cayuga Health. The Blue Raiders off to an unbeaten start to begin the year. How have you been able to do it? What's allowed you to have this undefeated start to begin the year?
I think our team trust, because that is so important, and us communicating on the court and off the court, like getting together as a team, and just that team trust is so important with everyone else.
That's something that I always seem to hear from different high school and Section 4 athletes around here, is it's not just necessarily what happens on the court that allows teams to find success. It's what happens off the court as well. Do you feel like that's been a big part of the success? And how are you all able to have that sort of fun and maybe relationship outside of the volleyball court?
We do a lot of like get-togethers, and we all like hanging out as a group together, and it's always just so much fun, since we always like to do volleyball before the season starts, like get like open gyms in and go to camps together. It's really fun.
You were talking about how the communication has been so good and a big reason why you've had so much success. What in terms of the X's and O's and the skill set or the game planning, what in terms of that has made this team have such a good start?
It's a lot of trust with each other as well. Like our team trust has definitely played in a lot of with our communication and stuff like that.
You know, Coach McLennan has been doing this for a very long time. A lot of success in her career for a long, long time. What makes her such a good coach?
She pushes us to like our 110%, and she makes sure of it, because if we have like a sloppy off day, she'll make sure we get right back up and perform our best so then we can play our best.
I've been covering sports in this area for almost like a whole decade, maybe a little bit longer than that. And Trumansburg is always playing for IAC championships. They're always making deep sectional tournament runs. Why do you think that is? Why has Trumansburg always been such a powerhouse when it comes to volleyball?
It's what we do outside of the season. We put a lot of hard work into volleyball outside of the season and getting prepared for the season. And we, as a group, like go to like different camps and stuff like that. So we put in a lot of work in the off season for volleyball.
Lauren Millspaugh with us here on BTL from the Trumansburg volleyball team. Our Fueling Excellence High School Athlete of the Week presented by Cayuga Health. What kind of goals have you set for yourself personally this season?
That's a tough one. because we have quite a few team goals, but I always set goals like, oh, get more kills than you did last year, more blocks and stuff like that. But after looking at like past records of like those holders, like I definitely want to be up there after I graduate.
That's cool. And you kind of took what I was going to ask next. You mentioned the team goals. What are those?
We want to win our division and make it to IACs this year and make it deep into sectionals.
And what's that going to take, especially now that the competition is going to get tougher and tougher, as you kind of alluded to a few minutes ago? What's it going to take to make a deep run like that?
It's a lot of our mental aspects with it as well, as long as the play, because we can all play together very well, but it's also our mental aspects that play into it. So we're going to have to work on our mental aspects of the game, but we just got to put in the hard work and, yeah.
That's all it takes. Well, Lauren, before we let you run, we like to do a little something fun here, which is called our Fueling Excellence Fast Five. It's where we give you five completely random questions so that we get to know you a little bit more, dive a little bit deeper into your personality, and have a little fun for a couple of minutes. So if you're ready for these five questions, we'll get to it, all right?
All righty.
It's time for the Fueling Excellence Fast Five.
All right, here we go. First question for you. What is your all-time favorite movie?
Has to be Grown Ups 2.
Okay, good choice. Second question for you. What is your favorite piece of sports memorabilia, or maybe just a general prized possession that you have?
That's a really tough question.
Maybe it'll be a sectional championship trophy or medal or plaque or something if you guys are able to win that, right?
Definitely.
There you go. Third question for you. What's a hidden talent that you have? Anything?
I don't have very many like other talents. I have to think about that.
You're a heck of a volleyball player. How about that?
I don't know how hidden it is, but
we'll take it. We'll roll with it. Fourth question for you. If you could travel to one place and spend a whole week there, what's the one place you're going to?
Ooh, definitely the Bahamas. I really want to go there.
There you go. Nice. Final and fifth question for you. If you were given $1 million, what's the very first thing you're going to do with that money?
I want to buy a nice house.
Excellent. Good
really
choice.
Really nice house.
There you go. Live in luxury. Lauren, it's been a really great start to the season for you and your teammates, and we can't wait to see how the rest of the season unfolds for all of you. Thanks so much for stopping by, and congratulations for being our Athlete of the Week.
Thank you so much.